This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Who have I got on the board right now? Because somebody just called me from GCN. Okay, well, anyway. So that wasn't you. Okay. Well, I am good to go. Anyway. This portion of the show brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I just got done with an experiment building out the ultimate, maybe, why would Ted call me? Anyway, building the ultimate Ruger gun sight scout rifle. And I did it with Boyd's gun stock. I did it with the At One stock. Videos on YouTube. I'm very pleased with it. Go check it out. Boydsgunstocks.com. 70 years ago this week, Yankee legend Babe Ruth, who was the most famous and beloved athlete the world has ever seen, succumbed to the ravages of throat cancer. He died on the ninth floor of the Red Brick Memorial Hospital on East 68th Street, now the Pediatric Day Hospital, of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in Manhattan. George Herman Ruth, at the time of his death, was 53 years old, 4 years younger than I am. It seems poetically fitting that there's a cancer center for kids that now sits on the site where the Babe breathed his last breath. He was a very imperfect man, and he majored in excess on almost every level. But despite all of that, he endeared himself to his legions of fans because he always saw himself as a young boy of Baltimore, scraping and climbing and dreaming. One of the friends of the late Yankee said the Babe was free from guile and deceit of any kind. He had implicit faith in the whole world, and he looked out on that world with the grace and solemn wonder of a child. Now, to be sure, Babe Ruth was a paradox of a person, a gentle giant, a carousing, complex character. He often found pleasure in the simplest pursuits. He loved to smile and make people happy, especially kids. Never turned him down. And because of that, they never turned away from him. Even at the end, when hundreds of them packed the lobby of Memorial Hospital to keep a vigil for their dying hero. This guy, who grew up to become known as the Sultan of Swat, spent his most formative years in an institution run by the Xavier and Brothers, St. Mary's Industrial School for Boys. There he was raised primarily by brothers Mateus and Gilbert, two baseball-loving Catholic prelates who became accessible heroes to the declared incorrigible youngster. In the Brothers of St. Mary's, Ruth found a responsible and noble representation of the sacred. He also developed an enormous spirit of compassion, especially for children. And as he, in his later years, he would go and see sick kids in hospitals, and he would be ministering out of his own deficits. And he had a keen understanding of what it was like to be poor and in search of love and acceptance. decades later, you know, Simon Garfunkel would sing with nostalgic whim of another Yankee when they called out, "Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you." And somewhat ironically, in the seven decades since his death, we might be wise to ask the same of the orphan boy of Baltimore. Where have you gone, Babe Ruth? The era of Ruth is long gone. And in many ways, his was another world. It was a unique time in American history that will never come again. But we need what the Babe possessed. We need the kindness and gentleness and humility and a heart for children who are simultaneously our most vulnerable and valuable asset. People had faith in Ruth because they also had faith in the institutions that produced him. I saw this stunning revelation this week of the sexual abuse of more than 1,000 children by Catholic clergy over the last 70 years in Pennsylvania. And it was another sickening and heartbreaking chapter in a long and sordid story of supposedly godly men viciously violating their ecclesiastical vow. Babe Ruth was the product of a Catholic education and came at the hands of good men who sacrificially surrendered themselves in the service of others. This latest scandal is the antithesis of that philosophy, and our hearts should break for every child whose trust was violated and for every family whose lives have been turned upside down by these despicable, unworldly, unbelievable acts. Days before his death, the Babe penned a heartfelt essay, and predictably, his focus was on children. He wrote, the lads who get religious training get it where it counts, in the roots. They may fail it, but it never fails them. So it goes. With all these scandals, it seemed to engulf not only the Catholic Church, but a lot of once trusted institutions. It is possible for good to triumph over evil, and for strong character to not become a casualty in this current crisis. But we live in a time and in an era hungry for a hero, even imperfect ones like George Herman Ruth. But you know, it's okay to remember that some heroes don't ever make the headlines or, you know, history. Tens of millions of them walk through the door of simple homes every night, worn out and hungry from a long day of work. And they may not be enshrined in any formal hall of fame, you know, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles, coaches, teachers, and even pastors are modern day heroes. 3 days after his death, on August 19, 1948, with close to 6,000 people packed inside and 75,000 waiting outside in the rain in St. Patrick's Cathedral, Babe Ruth was laid to rest. Inside his closed casket, in his now still cold left hand, the same hand that enabled him to ascend to baseball royalty as well as struggle with all of the sins of a fallen world, was placed a baseball with a three-word inscription: "Safe at home." That should be the prayer and wish for everyone, that every child can be afforded such safety and security today. If we were to focus upon that today, if we were to think in those terms, I think a lot of our problems would go away. I think we would go back to that time when a Babe Ruth would have existed in this world. You're certainly not going to see one of those around here today. I saw today where the Antifa attacked a Bernie Sanders Democrat because he carried an American flag, just about beat him to death. Not only can we not get along with each other, we can't even get along with the ones that you would consider to be our allies. Speaking for the Antifa, that is. I'm not one of them. Sort of a sobering moment, don't you think? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look.
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. In response to a proposal from the editor Kabul of the Boston Globe, hundreds of newspapers last week on Thursday published editorials about the importance of a free press, which they have, by the way. New York Times was among them, quoting William Brennan's decision in Times versus Sullivan, which insisted that debate on public issues should be uninhibited, robust, and wide open, and that it may well include vehement, caustic, and sometimes unpleasantly sharp attacks on government and public officials. Now, presumably, such vehement, caustic, and sometimes unpleasantly sharp attacks on public officials would include, inter alia, something showing a film critical of Hillary Clinton while she was seeking the presidency, publishing material critical of the Obama administration's climate policies, or advocating the protection of the right enshrined in the Second Amendment. Well, the people who patted themselves on the back for being the champions of the First Amendment are the same people who have celebrated the suppression of such uninhibited, robust, and wide-open public discourse, often with the New York Times cheering them on. In the first instance, there was the case of Citizens United, a nonprofit advocacy group that was prohibited in plain contravention of the First Amendment from showing a film called Hillary, the movie. Now, the Supreme Court has affirmed that this was a violation of Citizens United's rights under the First Amendment, and the response of the Democratic Party, again, with the blessing of the New York Times, was to attempt to gut the First Amendment, which every Democrat in the United States Senate voted to do under the leadership of Harry Reid. In the second and third cases are the Democratic officials at the state and federal level who have been and are abusing their investigatory and regulatory powers to retaliate against organizations that are critical of certain global warming and gun control initiatives. Democratic activists, shill communist socialist punk boys have gone so far as to argue that Charles and David Koch should be imprisoned for their political activities and climate denial should be a criminal matter. That one kills me. None of that is consistent with any sort of traditional understanding of the First Amendment and or of free expression more generally. Now, my point is not necessarily to point out the obvious hypocrisy, though hypocrisy abounds all over in this matter. The point, rather, is to ask, how should we think about the First Amendment? As a narrowly construed legal provision or as a part of a generally liberal attitude toward free speech, and I mean liberal in the liberty sense. Now, if the First Amendment is merely a slim legal carve-out, then the Times et al. Probably should not be complaining very much about Trump's attitude toward the news media. Or maybe not at all. Congress shall make no law, it says. He hasn't proposed a law to restrict press freedom. He may dream of adopting a restrictive British-style libel law, but he has not attacked the press's ability to operate without legal interference. He has attacked their credibility and their prestige, along with their partisanship, which is not entirely unwarranted. Sure, I'll give you this. It's bad form to call for the president to call the press an enemy of the people. But it's also bad form for the New York Times to label the president a treasonous traitor in a headline with no credible case for making such a serious charge. But if the First Amendment is only an esoteric constitutional doctrine, then it takes a lot more than bad form to violate it. If, on the other hand, what we want is this culture of free speech with a liberty norm guiding our attitude toward journalism and advocacy and political debate, then our friends on the left have some thinking to do. The NRA is an advocacy organization. It does very little other than fight for gun rights and raise money to fund that fight. It is not, contrary to the myth, an outsized political donor. It is number 497 out of 16,585 on the list of political donors at opensecrets.org. And yet these soy-distant champions of free speech have stood idly by or cheered as Democratic officials in New York use their positions to lean on financial services companies in an effort to shut down the NRA institutionally by denying it ordinary banking and insurance services. Now, if you want to talk about a banana republic, we got one going on there. And yet it is happening, and the fair-weather friends of the First Amendment are, by their behavior, perfectly content with that particular one. Writing in the Boston Globe on August 13th, Professor Danny Roderick of Harvard's Kennedy School proposed blacklisting any American who served in the Trump administration. This is an irony immune professor. He argues that this is necessary because of the administration's contempt for liberal democratic norms. Blacklisting academics and public figures for their political affiliations is not really quite in keeping with liberal democratic norms either. But he writes, like other organizations, except bakeries, universities have the right to determine their practices in accordance with their values. It would be nice if this liberal principle were actually applied liberally in the true sense. But if your black hats, white hats model the political universe means that Secretary of State, who's also a former congressman and CIA director with a law degree from Harvard, cannot be offered a fellowship in a diplomatic studies program, or that Larry Kudlow must be prohibited from giving a keynote address at a business school function, then your model is not only dopey and counterproductive, it's also illiberal. Anybody contemplating this would do well to speak a little less loudly about the vindictiveness of the president. We have to decide if we want a culture of open and robust discourse, which I want, they don't really seem to want that, though. You can have free speech, or you can have what Andrew Cuomo, Elizabeth Warren, and the editors of the New York Times have pressed for. But you can't have both. And the biggest problem here for them is that we will have free speech. We will have a robust, honest, open public discourse. And we will have it whether they like it or not. Because there's more of us, and we're packing. We will have that polite society. Or, it could get bad for them. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
A jury today found former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort guilty on 8 charges in his bank and tax fraud trial. Manafort was found guilty on all 5 charges of filing false income tax returns. He was also found guilty on 2 of the 9 charges that included bank fraud conspiracy. He was also found guilty on 1 of the 4 counts of failure to disclose a foreign bank account. Former New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman explains what this means for Manafort.
He's looking at a long time behind bars, and it would seem from the testimony that we heard, from the documents that we heard, that this is absolutely justified.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, pled guilty today in federal court to campaign violations, bank fraud, and tax evasion in connection with hush payments made to two women on behalf of then-candidate Trump. Cohen admitted that he violated federal campaign law at the direction of a candidate for the purpose of influencing an election. This is USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I had something, I shot this video about the Boyd's gun stocks, and they're beautiful. And one of the listeners out there, one of the ninja snipers, is getting one of them because he got back with, I asked anybody wanted to look at this to hit me up, and he did. So he's getting one, too. But I tried to do something special for them, and that led us to where we're going to be in just a second. But check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, I knew better today, but when I posted the video on to my Facebook for the show, and it was getting a little traffic out there. I mean, I don't have a bunch of people liking my page, but only a fraction of, not even 10% of the people actually know that I post anything on Facebook, right? Because they throttle it. Then they want you to pay for the boost. So then Facebook came to me and said, "We're going to give you $10 to boost this post." I was like, $10? Holy moly. So I said, yeah, let's do this. I can't wait to do it. And then they denied letting it go forward because of guns and explosives and everything else. And I gave them a little feedback. We'll see how that plays. Maybe they'll kick me off tomorrow. I don't know. Shadow banning on social media is a real thing. Now, Trump, the president, the other day, he attacked the left-wing bias of social media in a series of tweets, a la social media, that left no doubt about the danger that their shadow banning of right-wing voices can be. He tweeted, "Social media is totally discriminating against Republican slash conservative voices." Yeah. Speaking loudly and clearly for the Trump administration, we won't let that happen. They are closing down the opinions of many people on the right while at the same time doing nothing to others. Censorship is a very dangerous thing and absolutely impossible to police. If you're weeding out fake news, there's nothing so fake as CNN and MSNBC. And yeah, I do not ask that their sick behavior be removed. I get used to it and watch with a grain of salt or don't watch at all. Good point. Social media giants can swear on a stack of Bibles that they don't attempt to undermine alternative voices. And they only target hate speech and fake news. And you can listen to them or you can go look at the truth of the matter, which can be found in the numerous experiences of conservative posters whose copy has been deleted or blocked. Like Doug Weed, who I must confess I don't know who Doug Weed is. He relates an extraordinary story from which Google, owner of YouTube, has no defense. Weed served two Republican presidents and is a respected commentator. He writes in The Federalist, "Almost a year ago, an employee noticed a YouTube video at the top of a Doug Weed search and wondered how it got there. It wasn't related to the date, the view count, or anything else that they could determine, but since it was there at Google's omniscient discretion, we decided to do something we'd never done before, buy an ad to promote it. And that's when our troubles began. Within days, Google blocked my ad and informed my team that we had violated their policies. I called Google. The problem, they explained, was that the video had hate speech. It was a Fox Business News video with Trish Reagan interviewing me, Doug Weed, about the Russian collusion investigation. The Google employee could not find the exact offending words, but referred me to various other supervisors up the ladder. It took much of the day of listening to elevator music as I waited, playing the Civilization V, interspersed by brief conversations with successive employees reciting Google policies that they admitted explained nothing. We concluded that I should resubmit the ad, and whoever was offended at Google would be forced to surface. Once again, my ad was blocked, and this time my Google account was suspended. I felt like Roseanne Barr. Once again, I called Google and spent a day trying to figure out what was wrong. This call may be monitored, they announced, and I announced back that I would do the same. So the discussion began. Was I too nice to President Trump? Should I have been more critical? Was it something Reagan had said? She seems to fairly cover all sides of an issue. Why would they have a problem with her? Google's employees appeared to be baffled. Could they call me back tomorrow, they asked. The next day, Nurse Ratchet at Google finally emerged, and he was never given her name. But conversations with her employees indicated her sex, and it was nothing that Aya Reagan had said in the video, her team explained. No, the problem, he was told, was that in the crawler of words along the bottom of the video, it was a quote of Trump declaring that the Robert Mueller investigation was a witch hunt. This apparently was hate speech. As fantastical as that sounds, it happens with regularity. John Stossel of ABC News relates another example on YouTube where he said they've added a disclaimer to my global warming video saying evidence shows that the climate system is warming. I say that in my video, but does YouTube really need to inject its opinion? Is there no room for nuance? It should be noted that as private companies, social media sites can censor, discriminate, edit, or delete any content they wish. They don't need to explain or justify any decision they make in this regard. So bias is not the problem. The issue is how they market themselves as a virtuous, autonomous, non-political entity. Thus, you get this towering hypocrisy of Facebook and Twitter and Google in defining themselves as some white knight, and it only becomes more nauseating the more you understand the personal political leanings of management. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said on Saturday that he fully admits Twitter employees share a largely left-leaning bias after facing accusations that conservatives are discriminated against on the social media platform. In an interview that aired Saturday on CNN, Dorsey said his company has a responsibility to be open about its political viewpoints, but to operate without bias when applying content policies to users. We need to constantly show that we're not adding our own bias, which I fully admit is more left-leaning. But then the real question behind the question is, are we doing something according to political ideology or viewpoints? And we are not, period. That sounds like when the FBI officials, you remember they were real solemn about this, assuring everybody that even though they hate Trump and supported Clinton, there's no bias in their investigation. Remember that? Just like theirs, Dorsey's assurances ring hollow when placed against the growing evidence that there is a deliberate effort put by social media platforms to silence us, especially if we support Trump. No one believes their denials, not even Bill Maher. He said on the show Friday that that's free speech for the speech you hate. That's what free speech means. We're losing the thread of the concepts that are important to this country. And if people like Dorsey can't recognize the problem, there's not going to be any solution. This shadow banning is going to, and it like I said, it's not about them being a private company. Of course, it's a private company, they can do all this stuff, but they're putting themselves out there and marketing themselves as this wide open forum, the last vestige of freedom, when they're anything but the sort. I mean, I used to watch MTV like a crazed, well, you know, when they were new, when they actually played, you know, the M part of it, music. And now they have these awards where it's just a time for everybody to get out there and let all of their political leanings out for everybody to see because they're amongst friends. And they don't see anything wrong with it. They don't see anything wrong with it. The lurch to the left on some people is so profound, it's amazing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Go to YouTube and look for Ruger Gunsight Scout, perfected by Boyd's Gun Stocks, and you will see what I have done, what I have wrought with a Boyd's Gun Stock. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Do you remember when President Barack Hussein Obama accused Fox News of promoting a destructive viewpoint, or said that his administration didn't need to pretend that Fox is a legitimate news organization? Remember that one? Remember that? Do you remember when they even spied on Fox News? In the person of James Rosen, or how he generally refused to take questions from Fox News reporters at press conferences. Obama's White House communications director, Anita Dunn, even claimed Fox News often operates almost as either the research arm or the communications arm of the Republican Army, or excuse me, Republican Party, excuse me. And on and on and on and on it went. Democrats and the mainstream media acted like it was Fox News' fault for being in Obama's crosshairs. You know, was Obama encouraging violence against Fox News or other news organizations? How are his comments, such as Fox News being destructive to the country, different than Trump saying that fake news is the enemy of the people? And yet the media's dire warnings about Trump in just the last couple of weeks could almost fill an entire book. And make no mistake about it, if this president tried to shut down the press, and I mean all of the press, if he tried to shut down all of the press, all of these times when I'm talking about civil war and revolution and everything, it's on. It would be on. It would not stand. Chuck Todd, host of NBC's Meet the Press, argued that by getting the crowd at one of his rallies riled up against CNN, Trump was engendering possible violence. Todd reminded viewers of an incident last year when a white supremacist used his car to run over a protester in Charlottesville, Virginia, which I couldn't tell you what that has to do with anything. On Sunday morning show, Todd claimed that Trump made violence against the press easier to rationalize. The New York Times' Brett Stevens, who is supposed to be a conservative, and let's call him a northeastern conservative, or as we would say down here in the southeastern United States, communist, he wrote a piece titled, Trump Will Have Blood on His Hands. Talking about Trump, MSNBC Katie Tour said, yeah, we get it. You don't like us, fine, but you do have to put our, but do you have to put our lives in danger? And then New York Times publisher A.G. Sulzberger said, I warn that this inflammatory language by Trump is contributing to a rise in threats against journalists and will lead to violence. I don't know what Mr. Sulzberger is worried about. He's one of the few New Yorkers that has a concealed carry permit. He's also one of those guys that never opens his own door and never drives his own car. CNN's Jim Acosta echoed that warning. I'm very worried that the hostility whipped up by Trump and some in conservative media will result in somebody getting hurt. After the Capital Gazette shooting in Annapolis, Maryland in June, press members and Democrat campaign officials were quick to blame it on Trump bashing of fake news, which he called the enemy of the people. Apologies, however, did not come after the police declared the shooting a targeted attack. The killer had a long, troubled relationship with the paper, which he had sued for defamation over a July 2011 column. CNN's Jen Psaki, she said, this behavior happens in authoritarian societies where leaders and supporters are pushing down people and the media protests. The New York Times' Mark Landler linked Trump's language to Stalin, to Mao, to Lenin, totalitarian societies. Do you mental midgets understand that if what you said was true, you wouldn't be allowed to say it? Not only would you not be allowed to say it, one night you'd be sitting there thinking, what am I going to watch on Netflix and how many Diet Cokes do I get to drink? And then a crowd is coming in there, they're going to take you out of there, nobody's ever going to see you again. If it truly was, you know, Stalin, Mao, Lenin, you would be gone. You would be worm feed. You would be pig food. You would be feeding crabs somewhere. Or maybe you'd just be hanging out out of some underpass just to make a point. That's what really happens in an authoritarian regime. That's what Stalin did, Mao, Lenin. Jake Tapper, who should know better, he said, we're being led down the drain by President Trump. Many shows like NBC's Meet the Press are so biased that balance means hosting Democrats alongside some never-Trump Republicans. Here's a problem for them to consider, though. We know why rampage killers shoot schools. They are looking for the notoriety. They are looking for the whole idea of getting famous, right? What if they begin to realize that shooting up a leftist media outlet would create a publicity firestorm? Like the one that happened in Annapolis, Maryland. Like what happened in Charlie Hebdo in Paris. These shooters crave attention, and they pick targets where they can cause maximum casualties and get the maximum notoriety. And this is me thinking out there as a logical person. I hope that people don't get to thinking that killing people in the media is a special ticket to notoriety. The inevitable I told you so comments that we would hear if violence actually occurred against the media guarantees a level of coverage that can't be attained by an attack at a mall, a movie theater, or even a school. New York Times' Brett Stevens says the blood's on Trump's hands if anyone in the media is ever attacked. And this is no different than the impact that the media has on these attacks by continually mentioning a killer's name over and over again, the gun over and over again, going over it, looking at his past, looking at his Facebook page, all the things that glamorize them in the face of these people without doing the one thing, the main thing, which is lay the blame at their feet. Now, don't hold your breath that the media is going to recognize their responsibility in any violence against themselves, that they have recognized any responsibility they might have been had in encouraging other mass public shootings by giving these killers this massive media attention. We know a few things about these killers. right? We know that they're craving for impact. They're craving coverage. And they get it. They get it from this press. They get it. And the press is out there saying, well, you know, we got to do this for the gun control. The problem is that the press looks upon themselves as a special breed, a protected class, sort of like the rest of the whole Democratic identity politics conundrum that they face on a daily basis. And these other people that commit these rampage killings, some of them are part of the protected class too. Like the young men that grow up on a steady diet of psychotropic drugs. They're part of a protected class, you know. They're part of a protected class. So this identity politics and creating all these classes of individuals and everything does nothing in the end to make anything better than it already is, and in fact makes it worse. But if anything happens in violence from against the press, it will be because the press has made it attractive. Press, newspapers, TV shows, you're the ones that will have made it attractive. On the other hand, you know, I don't have to worry about it. Because I'm ready to deal with it if it comes up. They won't be. Coming up next, we're going to deal with, or talk with, Young versus State of Hawaii attorney, Stephen Stambalia. He's been doing some other things, too. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To make my pops want to talk, and all the wisdom you share.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman Legions. The Samurai. And the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.